Hey, Ralphie Radio Show. Of course, it's Friday. Recap of the week, the Buzz, Life and Style Weekly. Senior news editor Jordy Lippi now checking in from New York. Jordy, we'll start with Adele because these days it seems everything in music starts with Adele. She had a big night last week, and of course, at the Grammys, swept all six categories that she was nominated for, including the big three: record, song, and album of the year. But before the Grammys, she was dealing with a little bit of controversy. It was over a designer's comments that Adele was fat, and Adele has responded to those comments since. Correct, Jordy?
That is correct. She has said that she has never wanted to look like the models on the covers of the magazines, and that she is proud to represent the majority of women, and that weight has nothing to do with her career, obviously, because she is very much on top. I mean, Karl Lagerfeld can call her a little too fat, but she's still on the cover of Vogue. She's still getting all these Grammys, and she's found romance, and she wore Giorgio Armani to the Grammys. So I can't imagine that someone who's a little too fat wouldn't be wearing designer duds.
Adele is absolutely winning right now, and the one thing that I love about Adele, and I'm sure you can appreciate this as well, Jordy, is there's no gimmicks, there's no flashiness, she doesn't need anything other than her just pure vocal talent.
Absolutely, and you know what? Karl Lagerfeld shot back and apologized and said that she is a beautiful girl.
Wow, look at him, little foot and mouth action, love it.
Yeah.
Life and Style Weekly here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Some more J-Lo news, of course, her younger boyfriend, Casper Smart, maybe not so much a boyfriend anymore, maybe a fiancé, Jordy?
That is right. I mean, J-Lo definitely has a pattern. She doesn't wait too long to get engaged. She's done that for all four of her major relationships, including Ben Affleck and Mark Anthony and Chris Judd. And she's on about that four-month mark with Casper. So sources are telling us that she is already talking marriage and they're already sort of playing house. So maybe it's her next pew.
All right. Well, we'll wrap it up with Life and Style Weekly. By the way, you can check out those stories and many more in the latest edition of Life and Style Weekly. Next week's edition will feature a lot on New York Fashion Week, which just wrapped up in the city. And Jordy, you got to speak with one-third of the Jonas Brothers, didn't you?
That is absolutely correct. I caught up with him at the Alice and Olivia show, and he was there with his wife, Danielle. And it was the day, it was right before Valentine's Day, so I kind of asked what they were going to be up to, and he said it was still a surprise, but that they're very much into wine tasting lately, and that may have been part of the surprise.
All right, hey, before we let you go, Jordy, here on the Ralphie Radio Show, chatting with Jordy Lippi from Life and Style Weekly, senior news editor. Some late breaking news today regarding Life and Style Weekly. It's an exclusive that you guys broke regarding Chris Brown and Rihanna and this track Birthday Cake, which is set to release next week. Is that correct?
That is absolutely correct. Insiders told Life and Style that Chris Brown will be making an appearance on that single, and it should hit radio waves next week.
I am very interested to see how people react to these two doing a duet together after their history.
Exactly, and coming right after the 3-year anniversary of their breakup. And actually, the reps confirmed, though, that they are, in fact, friends. So we'll have to see if it's going to be an open relationship soon as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think regardless of what is going on between them two, what the public perceives is going on and how the public will react to that will be very interesting to see next week. But Life and Style Weekly breaking the news today, Birthday Cake. It's a new duet, Rihanna and Chris Brown, and I'm sure we'll have a copy of it that we'll be able to play for you next week here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Jordy, thanks for hanging out. Appreciate it.
No problem.